This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Henry Mars, H-E-N-R-Y-M-A-R-S, date of birth 12/30/1934, date of appointment 4/29/2024, requesting physician Michael Sheridan, M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S-H-E-R-I-D-A-N. Dear Dr. Sheridan, I have the pleasure of seeing Henry Mars today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 89-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 04/07/2024 because of the lightheadedness, dizziness, walking sideways on the right side with nausea, no vomiting, no headache. These symptoms were started suddenly in the emergency room, CT of the head done, which did not show any new stroke, but it shows old right basal ganglia lacunar infarct. CTA of the head and neck does not show any hemodynamically significant stenosis. The patient was back to baseline within a day and then he was discharged home. Today he is here follow-up with my office. Heart doctor took the metoprolol away. He does not have any more dizziness. He walks with the cane, lose balance once in a while. He has a shaking of the hand. Past medical history, AV block, chronic kidney disease, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, left bundle branch block, occlusion and stenosis of the bilateral carotid arteries, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, presence of cardiac pacemaker, past surgical history, history of partial history of aortic valve replacement and pacemaker, allergy to penicillin medications, apixaban 2.5 mg 2 times daily, atorvastatin 40 mg daily, meclizine, metoprolol, which he is not taking, nitroglycerin, ostomy supply, zolpidem, socialist, farmer, smoker, he drinks alcohol 4 or more times per week. Family history, father deceased with heart attack, mother deceased with heart attack. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he was having dizziness, physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, pulse on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good, hearing is decreased on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. There is no rigidity but action tremor present. Motor system examination, strength 5 or 5, deep tender reflex 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet, gait attack, sacrum bactis positive assessment and plan. 89-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, old right basal ganglia lacunar infarct. Number two, history of labyrinthitis. Number three, history of dizziness. Number four, gait ataxia. Number five, action tremor. Number six, probably peripheral neuropathy. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the apixaban 2.5 mg PO2 time daily and atorvastatin 40 mg PO daily. Patient is neurologically stable, advised to use walker and cane. I would like to see him back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.